Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Strap Radio Show, the place where community issues are discussed, confronted, and political agendas are exposed. Feel free, whether you're live or whether you're watching at a later date, to reach out, communicate, get involved. That's what we're here for. We encourage it and we love it. So without any further ado, here's your host for the evening, Miss Nancy Plus.
Well, good evening, Strap Chat family. Good evening. It is an honor and a pleasure to be online once again with you. I have definitely missed you all. I know it has been a while. I apologize, but, you know, life is going on. So with all of that being said, again, thank you for joining me on tonight. So tonight, as I said in the write-up, we are doing what's called a community check-in. And so I have been given the privilege and the pleasure to be able to have a guest on my show. She is an out-of-towner, and Miss Crystal is her name. And just a moment, I'm going to bring her on the line, but I just wanted to bring you all up to date on what we're going to be talking about on tonight. You know, a lot has been going on during the pandemic, the shutdown, COVID-19, and also our presidential election. And for some people, it has really hit home for some. I can particularly say in my place of employment, I have indirectly been impacted because some of the coworkers that I work alongside has been tested with positive with COVID-19, and we have even lost a coworker, but not to COVID-19, but with the way that we have been working, undoubtedly, I'm sure it played a major part in that. But with that being said, what we really want to do on tonight is we just want to hear from Miss Crystal. Again, she is from out of town. She's from another state. And I just want to introduce her to you and give you all an opportunity to hear from her just how things have been around where she is, whether it's home or work. And basically this is with the opportunity to give people an opportunity out there that's listening to know that, you know, as they're saying now, we're in this together. Well, everyone is infected by what's going on. Everyone is impacted by what is going on in one way or the other. And so basically, sometimes when you hear someone else's story, when you hear how someone else is impacted by the very same thing that someone else may be or indirectly may be, sometimes it gives us a hope. Sometimes it gives us a reassurance that, you know, I'm not the only one. Not that in this case, you know, it's not a misery loves company kind of thing. It's just sometimes it just gives you that reassurance and that hope that you're not alone. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Miss Crystal on the line, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to introduce herself to everyone. But I really, again, thank and appreciate you all for joining me on this evening, and we're going to get directly to the nitty-gritty, as they say. Good evening, Miss Crystal.
Good evening.
Hey, dear. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you, first of all, for being a part of the show on tonight and being willing to share with others what you have experienced and how it has impacted you during this pandemic, the shutdown, COVID-19, and maybe not so much the presidential election, but, you know, everybody's different. So I would like for you to take the opportunity to introduce yourself and let us know what your background is.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Crystal Fields. I'm a 27-year-old nurse from Montgomery, Alabama. I do correctional nursing, the hospital, as well as home health.
Okay, awesome. A nurse at 27. That's awesome. Okay, okay, Strap Chat family. Okay, if she can do it at 27, congratulations on and what you do. And so you say that you're in corrections as well?
Yes, ma'am. I am a prison nurse.
Oh. Wow. Okay, I can't imagine what that is like, because being a youth mentor myself and was going into a facility, they put it on lockdown, so we don't even get to see, you know, the youth that we directly impact. So how has it been for you during this time of COVID-19 and this pandemic shutdown? And then how has it affected you emotionally?
The pandemic, of course, I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it's affected us the same way, going mm-hmm. from no mask, unless you absolutely need it, to a mask every day, 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day. Most healthcare yeah. professionals are 12-hour shifts. So we were working 12 to 16-hour shifts in a mask, a lot of times the same mask. We don't have the resources that the general public seems to have, which is why it's okay. so important for people to really stay at home. You have people who are out every day and they're living their best life, but the people who work the front lines, they don't have mm-hmm. the luxury of wearing a new mask every day, and we don't have the protection that we should have. And it's easy to say, oh, well, you know, they signed up for this. And we did, but we didn't sign up for it without protection. So, you know, yeah. with the mask shortage and even the hand sanitizer, and then when you do, when you are able to get the resources that you need, people jack up the prices, and it's kind of hard. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like I said, me being a nurse, working three different professions, and I have yet to ever even be able to purchase a bottle of Lysol. I don't know what it's like to own Lysol in this pandemic. I have hand sanitizer that I can lift from my job, but that's about it. so it puts a lot of stress and pressure on you to socially distance when you can, to be responsible, to care not just for yourself but for the people around you, because it's dangerous. And one moment I'm working with patients who are talking to me, and the next moment I'm talking to a family member, you know, to come and say their goodbyes. So it's hard emotionally as well. It's not something that you sign up for, to watch people leave here, especially in that way. And it's hard because as a nurse, that moment where you realize I've done all I can for a patient and I cannot save her or him, like that's emotionally mm-hmm. It's wrecking.
Yeah. Wow. As much as I would like to say I can't relate, I would not be telling you the truth, because I understand exactly what you mean. Having been in a part of the nursing field myself, I understand what that's like, you know, to have to watch someone depart. You know, you're talking to them one day, and if not the same day, the next day, they're gone. So I understand that. And you're right. You all really are frontline workers. You really are very essential to us at this moment. And you're the first actual nurse that I have had the pleasure and the opportunity to even speak with. And I thank you, and I'm glad to hear you share, you know, just even that little bit, though you have not really delved into it. But still, sometimes just the intro is enough to begin to break the ice for some, if not the individual themselves. I understand having to wear a mask for 12, 14, 16 hours in a day, because I worked a 12-hour shift myself, and I have to wear a mask for 12 hours. I understand that. And you're right. It is hard to social distance yourself when you are working in such an essential environment. You're constantly bypassing people. You're constantly within less than 6 feet of distance with people. There are your coworkers. And so, I again, thank you for being a part of the show on tonight. So, with all of that you have to endure in the run of a shift, I'm not even going to say a day, because when your shift is over, then now you go into your own quarantine. basically self-quarantine, and that's because you're going home now. So emotionally, how is that for you when you walk away from the facility and you're going home now? How has that been emotionally?
It's hard. The only people that I can really interact with are my coworkers. Get together because we work together, and we're stuck together all day. So I can't visit my parents. I don't visit my parents or grandparents. I'm 27. My parents are 57. My grandparents are in their 70s. A lot of my friends are, you know, they have children now. They have babies and stuff. We're like expanding families. So it gets a little lonely. I am engaged. I have a fiance, and he works the prison system as well. But it's just kind of us. That's it. We call and we FaceTime, but that's about it. So it's hard because I'm a very sociable person. Yep. So.
That's what I was gonna say. So I'm sure that's hard to do. You all are like right there, basically in the same place, and yet you still have to social distance. You still have to FaceTime. You still can't really spend time. And then to be isolated from your family, especially grandparents. I mean, it's one thing about mom and dad, but your grandparents as well, especially if you're close to them. You understand you don't want to impact them or infect them with something that they may not, you know, ever really get rid of. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah, I have a lot of coworkers who are losing their loved ones to COVID, like parents and grandparents and people that they visited. And they're just like, I have one coworker who was convinced that she did pass on the virus to a grandparent, mm-hmm. and they passed. And mm-hmm. I mean, she was a wreck. I felt so sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, because I'm getting emotional. Okay, so how are you all there for each other? And again, this is just so that the listening audience can hear firsthand outside of social media, outside of the media itself. They get to hear from a live person. What is it really like on the inside? I know that sounds like jail time. But what is it really like on the inside of the pandemic being essential? How are you all there to comfort each other? How do y'all comfort one another? How do y'all do that?
Well, we do. I know at two of the jobs, we have devotion every morning. We start every morning out with devotion. And, you know, I don't know, it's almost like we've gotten closer. We're just very, very supportive. Even after work, we take turn buying bottles of wine. Like, whose turn is it? It's a long day. It's a long journey, and so we're there for each other. We talk more. We listen more attentively. And I think the Christmas gift. I think everyone's supposed to find Lysol for Christmas.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, you know, I wish them all the best with trying to find some. I'm serious, because honey, I went to the store today, and I think no sooner than the guy or the girl put it on the shelf, it was gone.
It's hard. We don't really have the opportunity to go get things. We I know for me, working the 12-16 hour shifts and the demand, as you know, most nurses, you know, we start families, you're married, you have children who are exposed and spouses who are exposed and family members. So we've had a lot of nurses who have had to take time off because, you know, they have to make sure their family is together. And so for me, I could say for the past 4 or 5 months, I average maybe 2 days off a month. So most of my time is spent at work. And a lot of times I'm leaving one job and going to another. not really getting to rest. Kind of take a nap here and there, and you're back at it. So you just learn to lean on each other as coworkers. I mean, there are literally times where, you know, you're stuck at work, you don't have a relief, and it's like, okay, you know what, you want to go to the break room, take a nap, and I'll cover your people, and then we'll switch out and whatnot. We really don't have any other choice.
Wow. And I was going to ask you, well, how do you do that, going from one job to another? But I do understand one thing you said is on one job you all have devotion prior to work. And I do understand that only God can give a strength that is unlike any other. Only God can give a strength that is not natural to do what it is that you are doing from one job to the next. Yes, honey. Yes. Yes. Wow, and I thank you for
how to do it. I really don't. I really don't know. I don't know why I haven't lost my mind or just fallen out just yet. I don't know where the energy comes from. I guess.
Well, honey, obviously you have some people that are praying for you because they know what it is that you do. You know, because that only by the grace and the strength of God are you able to do what you do. That is just the truth. Not trying to offend any of you listeners, but this is the truth. Only God can sustain Crystal to do what she does. You know, and in a time like this, knowing that we have to pull together, we have to be there, you know, for the other person to lean on and vice versa. And at the same time, being sure to follow the protocol of keeping yourself safe, you know, because as you said, Crystal, you do have family, you know, and you do have a significant other in your life. And so you have to do everything necessary to make sure that you are protected in order to protect others. And I really admire what you do, because, honey, sometimes I put in the 12-hour shift, girl, I'd be about to break down and cry and fall out. I'd be like, oh, God, but thank you for giving me the strength to do this. I'm serious, because sometimes you don't realize, you know, just how it is. You're only thinking about yourself until you hear about somebody else. And then you have people who, you know, including the listening audience, that sit home in the house, not 12 hours a day, not 16 hours a day. Some of them are sitting confined in their home for 24 hours at a time. And that is just the truth. And so for those of you that are listening and you have heard the things that Crystal has shared, maybe now when you weigh you sitting at home confined for an entire day, because we can only take this a day at a time, knowing that she's out in the trenches, basically, fighting to help keep someone else's life in them, help keep them alive, and yet we sit in our home, we complain, and we mumble, and we grumble, and we get upset, and when we do step outside, we almost lose our mind. There are some that are still go out without a mask. There are some that will go into establishments knowing that it is posted that you must wear a mask, and yet they don't care. Today, so many young people, really, honestly, we're losing them because a lot of them have been confined and they are losing their minds. And so when they go out, they are going into the bars and whatever brings them in close proximity with another person, not knowing whether or not that person is a carrier, let alone infected. So if this lady, who is young, has a career and is taking care of some people who are having to battle COVID-19 without the presence of their family, she becomes the family for them. And since I've mentioned that, so Crystal, have there been times where you have had to be the liaison between family members? If so, what was
yes.
that like?
It's hard because just like it's hard on us in the profession, it's hard on the family members because they can't see their loved ones. So going yeah. back and forth between the patient and the family, and a lot of times the family gets upset, they're angry and they're hostile and they want to know why they can't do this and why they can't see this person. It's hard. I know mm-hmm. it's on the patient because I'm pretty sure, you know, what the patient tells the family is that I've only seen the nurse two or three times this morning, and they come in here and they're here for a split second and then they're gone, and it's so hard. It's so hard mm-hmm. because I want to give the best care possible. I can't stay
right.
here with you too long because you're not the only person that I have to see today. And I got to protect
right.
you and then the next person's room who I have to go see and the next person because we have
yeah.
right now we have a hospital that's mixed with COVID and non-COVID. And
mm-hmm.
I want to spend that time with you, but I can only spend so much time with you because the longer I'm with you, the more likely I am to jeopardize the person in the next room who is COVID
mm-hmm.
negative. So it becomes a struggle to balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, healthcare. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can only imagine what it's like for the patient to talk to the family and from their perspective. And then,
mm-hmm.
and probably the family having little understanding from the nursing perspective.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I understand that as well because you don't have the time you desire to spend with each one. You really don't have time to sit and hold that person's hand or to sit and reassure the family members. And then I'm sure you're juggling trying to make sure from patient to family member that you don't drop a part of the conversation or the message that they gave you to
right.
deliver. Yeah.
Right.
I can imagine that. I can imagine. Wow. Well, Crystal, I know that, you know, we haven't been on long, but again, I can identify. I feel you. I feel the weight of what you are saying, and I literally mean this. And I say that because for 12 years I worked as a CNA, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But for those who have never worked in the healthcare field, you know, or they really don't know that the struggle is real. And it's no joke. It's no joke. And so in these last 7 minutes, I know you shared, you know, the things that you have, you know, endured or faced. But if you could encourage anyone that's listening or will listen to this broadcast that may have a family member that is dealing with COVID, that is, you know, isolated away from them, that's in a hospital setting, could you and would you encourage them, coming from a nurse's perspective, to reassure them that you all are doing everything within your reach that is possible? Please, ma'am.
It's hard when you're dealing with family members who have the COVID, who are quarantined, if they are away from home. Really, all you can do is check on them. If you can't get through to them, I think the best thing that you could do is talk to the nurse. Instead of complaining, it would help if you would tell the nurse what she can do to make that person feel more comfortable, to feel more at home. What is home life like for you so that I can mimic that to the best of my ability? I know me as a nurse, COVID and non-COVID, I wear my mask and I wash my hands and I socially distance myself when I can, but I pray with my patients and I sing for my patients. And I call family members and I do checkups and I try my best. And some days, like a lot of my coworkers, our best just is not enough because there's so much. This, I mean, the numbers are still climbing, and I mean, we have people just down in the ER waiting on a room on the floor most days. And most days, people come in, they test positive, they're having issues. They spend half of their quarantine in the emergency room. And so I would like people to understand that just because my best is not enough, you know, I'm not giving it my all. Because I'm giving my best currently 6 days a week, 12 to 16 hours a day, and I can only be so good. I can only stay on top of so much. I can only give so much, because right now I feel like I'm pouring into people right now who can't really pour back into me, and that's okay. But when I have nothing left to give, I would like for people to be more understanding. I think the best way to be understanding and the best way to be supportive is to, when possible, stay home. And when you can, wear your mask and make sure that we're doing everything as a people to keep each other safe.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me say this on behalf of Strap Chat. Whether we are the first or whatever number we are to say, thank you. I believe that you are giving it your all. I believe that you all are doing more than your best. I believe that in spite of the frustration, that people do appreciate what you do. It's at the same time, continue to be understanding with the fact that because they can't speak directly and have to relay the message, it doesn't mean that they don't appreciate you. Because if it wasn't for you being the liaison, then no message would get to the loved one at all. So thank you. And please tell your colleagues all the way from Texas, we say thank you. Though you are away from us, you have brought and shed light on what it is that you all have to deal with on a day-to-day basis for hours at a day. That's a war zone in itself. And constantly you are trying to avoid stepping on the landmines of people's feelings. So please, ma'am, you all hold your head up and pull your shoulders back. You take a deep breath, you put your mask on, and you walk in there proudly knowing that there are some people that are backing you, that understand what you are doing and why you are doing what you're doing. It takes a selfless person to lay their life down, as Jesus said it, for a friend. And so they have become the friend. They are. Your patients are your neighbor. I appreciate you, Crystal. And yes, we are going to pray for you and keep you covered. Yes, we are. Because you have family to come home to, and someone whom you will soon become his wife. Okay, we don't have time to play. So thank you, Crystal. We have probably about 50 seconds before we actually go off the air. I really appreciate you, dear. And I will reach out again. I will reach out, even if it's just to send a message of, hey, thinking about you, praying for you today. Thank you so much, Crystal. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. So, Strap Chat family, thank you all for being a part of the listening audience on tonight. And hopefully you took away something that can help either you and or someone else you know. Do whatever it takes to protect yourself and a loved one. Please check on your family. Make sure they're following protocol as well as you. This is Nancy Pless, your Strap Chat radio host. I appreciate you all, and until our next airing, God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to our program today. Join us every other week as we continue to bring you intense conversations on topics affecting our youth today. Please help us remain a powerful force within the community by donating towards this programming at www.strapcampaign.com.